Here's a rewrite of the age example from a couple of slides ago using switch instead. This is the type of if-else situation which naturally fits into the switch construct because you're just testing on a set of related values. So instead of using an if, I'll use a switch, and I'm going to switch on age divided by 20. Because if age divided by 20 is 0, that means that age is less than 20 because of integer arithmetic. And likewise, if it's between 20 and 39, then age divided by 20 is 1. So it's really nice to fit in these categories. So whenever you have integers you're testing and they fit nicely into categories, a switch is a nice way to do that. And it's also possible that the code that can be generated by the compiler will be a little more efficient than using if and else. Well, you go through and you can see that
I check age divided by 20, so if it's 0, I'll do what I did before.
I'll print out youth and etc., etc. Notice the break between each case, because what happens is in the switch statement, it always essentially starts at the top and finds the first matching case. And if you don't have a break, for example, if I didn't have one after the printing of the word youth, it would fall through to case 1. Now, the exception to that is the default case, as I told you. It will always execute if none of the others match, and it doesn't matter where you put it. I like to put it at the end. It just kind of makes sense so that it parallels the same style if you were using if and else.